This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Brad the Big Noise Evans here alongside Senior Fun Buns, Brandon Funston. Congratulations to all of the champions who got crowned in this tumultuous and unpredictable minefield of a 2020 fantasy football season. You earned it! So raise a glass to yourself because you got to the promised land. If you didn't quite get there, if you're in your second or third, you still got something out of it, hopefully. Maybe some monetary gain. And if you didn't make the playoffs, well, there's always next year. That's my motto. So we're going to talk about next year here in a minute. We're going to give you our top five second-year running backs and potential value for them in 2021. Fantasy football drafts, going to lean on a recent mock draft. Yes, Brandon's colleagues at The Athletic have already banged one out because they're sick in the head. Before free agency, before 2020 season's even over, the regular season, we still got a week left. By the way, just a programming note, we're going to have one more show breaking down some player props for Week 17. Then this little program is going to go on hiatus for a little while, and then we'll show up when you least expect it. So I hope all of you have listened to this program, have benefited from it. And if you have and you haven't dropped us a rating and a review, please do so, would you kindly? It really does help out our program long term. Of course, we are presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. If you want to get in on the NFL player props, you want to get in on the NBA, even college sports, NHL upcoming, you can do so right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. It's a very simple game to play, a DFS game unlike any other. It's more or less over or under on all of your favorite player props that are out there with receiving yards, fantasy points, receptions, rush yards, pass yards, whatever. They got it all at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And if you use that promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. With that, let's get to today's Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go up there to frigid Green Bay, bordering the Great White North, or pretty close to it, a body of water that then borders the Great White North. You understand your geography, Evans. You know what I'm getting at. And we're going to talk about the Green Bay Packers, and specifically a man who earned his sausages last week in the snow against the Tennessee Titans. Now I'm talking about Aaron Jones, who could be bye-bye, could be elsewhere next season because he's a free agent. We're talking about A.J. Dillon, the god of thighs, who was flexing on the Tennessee Titans for over 120 yards on the ground, chipped in a catch for five, found the end zone, filling in for the injured Jamal Williams. Man, he looked brilliant, Brandon. So let's talk in a hypothetical scenario. Let's say Jones goes off to greener pastures somewhere, maybe Arizona. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod. And A.J. Dillon enters the year in tandem with Jamal Williams. Maybe they add somebody via the draft just to have depth there. Maybe not. Maybe they bring back like Tyler Irvin or something. But what do you make of A.J. Dillon if he is the 1A back for Matt LaFleur? Does he border into that top 20 running back conversation overall?
Yeah, I think it's right around where I would kind of slot him. And let's be honest, I love Aaron Jones, but the NFL is just less and less every year going to have an appetite to give these running backs these second contracts where they get appreciable raise. you know, recent ones, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, those – Zeke Elliott, Melvin Gordon, I bet you those teams are not loving life for doing that. So I think when you have a situation where you could bring back Jamal Williams cheaper is a nice compliment to the running style of A.J. Dillon. You get a change of pace and Jamal Williams can handle a little bit more in the passing game. That makes a lot of sense. So I kind of feel like that's the direction this team will go. We have to see A.J. Dillon maybe splash a little bit more in the playoffs and stuff like that. Maybe they want to get a little bit more of a look at it to make sure that's the way they want to go. But let's assume that happens. I think you're talking about a guy that is going to be somewhere in that 18 to 24 range at the running back position. We'll see how the dust settles and all that. But right now, that's kind of where I'm targeting his value, given what we're kind of, you know, saying is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm in lockstep with you, man. I think 18 to 24 in that range makes a ton of sense. Again, assuming he's the 1A guy. I mean, you're playing alongside Aaron Rodgers, who's playing at an MVP level. And, yeah, it usually happens fast in terms of erosion as you get longer in the tooth. But, you know, he's got a good 2 to 3 years left in him, I believe. You got a premium offensive line there as well. You love the balance. And, again, with Rodgers throwing the pill and just an unstoppable combination with him and Devontae Adams, You know, it's only going to open up some running lanes for A.J. Dillon to smash and dash through. So I think the hype is going to be deafening around him, but he is certainly going to earn his cheddar next season. See what I did there? if Aaron Jones is playing elsewhere. All aboard the A.J. Dillon bandwagon.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to another potential sophomore sensation. Or will it be a slump? James Robinson. The biggest surprise rookie sensation, no doubt about it, in the NFL this season because he wasn't on anybody's radar. You go back in August, you know, Leonard Fournette gets released. We're talking up Devon Ozigbo. We're talking up, you know, some other people. Ryquell Armstead. What happened to that guy? among others. And it was James Robinson who not only rose the occasion, he grabbed the job and he ran with it, practically literally, Brandon. A player that just, you know, over 1,000 rushing yards, averaging north of 76 rush yards per game, an adept receiver as well, over 300 receiving yards, double-digit touchdowns, getting it done, whether it's with the superficial numbers or the advanced analytics. He was number one with an 85.2% opportunity share. Number one! And it just speaks to what you were talking about. Why pay a running back? Guy's undrafted. At Illinois State, plug and play, bam! You got a three-down stallion of a workhorse. What do we make of him next year, likely playing alongside Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville?
Yeah, likely playing alongside Trevor Lawrence. That should be good. And I think he's a top 10 running back. That's what he was this year. And you really have a hard time spinning it in a more negative fashion for 2021, don't you? I mean, What happened to Ryquell Armstead? He got COVID twice, and we're hoping you're doing okay, Ryquell, but you've been Wally Pipped, and you know, you're going to not be part of that equation. It's going to be James Robinson, and I know Ray Rice got canceled, and rightfully so, but James Robinson reminds me a lot of Ray Rice. Not the fastest guy, but very great vision, good ability to see the hole, get to it, and he won't go down easy. And he's versatile. He can do things in the passing game. So, look, I don't think they're going to change anything about their running back position next year, and the offense should be better around him with Trevor Lawrence, an extra year of Laviska Shenault, and actually, DJ Chark.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Did you see that touchdown catch he had?
Yes.
We'll see more of that next year. So this Jaguars offense, just in general, should be better.
Oh, they're going to ascend. They're going to skyrocket. Trevor Lawrence is, you know, it gets overused, his phrase, but generational talent, it applies.
Yeah.
come on, it applies. He can make every single throw imaginable. It's going to be a huge bounce back year for DJ Chark, and it can only benefit James Robinson. By the way, he finished with the same yak per attempt as your boy Chris Carson. That's how powerful he was between the pipes this season. And number five in total yards created. There are no weaknesses to his game. Sky's the limit. As long as he can stay healthy. With this offense about to reach an entirely new level, James Robinson, I agree, minimum top 12 running back. And very much in the top 10 running back conversation. And somebody there at the turn, I will have my eye on in fantasy drafts next year, whether it's standard half point or full PPR.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to another second-year running back. How about J.K. Dobbins? J.K. Dobbins really came on strong here down the stretch, Brandon. As you know, a player over the last five games, I found the end zone every single time, averaging 67 rush yards per game, 12.8 attempts per contest over that stretch, a mammoth 28.1% red zone percentage. It's a run-first-run, often Baltimore scheme. Coaching staff, they're not going anywhere. John Harbaugh's going to be back. Greg Roman's going to be back with his team, making the playoffs. But Dobbins, where do you got him ranked? He's, you know, envision him as a top 20 guy, or is he more of a fringe RB2 in your estimation?
Well, who won't be back next year is Mark Ingram. And they wasted the first half of the year giving him, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 carries, you know, week in and week out. And they finally wised up and just turned J.K. Dobbins into their lead guy. I mean, maybe Gus Edwards comes back as the backup, but I think you're going to see a regular 15 to 18 touches from J.K. Dobbins. And I think they're going to have to explore using him more in the passing game.
Pass game, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that I think that they will look to do. And now that he has experience, and I think the coaching staff will feel better about that. I think he's right in the mid-teens. I have a hard time seeing how I wouldn't want to draft him at least in the top 16 running backs next season.
You may hate this comp, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. I think J.K. Dobbins could be the 2021 version of David Montgomery.
Well, I don't hate. I know what you're saying. Like, I
especially from the pass game perspective, yeah. Because remember how underutilized Mandatory Montgomery was last season. Yeah. Now, Tariq Cohen's injury obviously triggered him to have more routes run, but J.K. Dobbins could undergo a similar evolution as a three-down legit force in this league.
That's fair. I'm not. I don't hate it.
Yeah, you kind of do. I can tell. It's a very lukewarm reaction. I was hoping to get like, yeah, I see it. I like it.
Again, David Montgomery's had a great schedule. He's looked good, though. He's looked really good. I always felt like from an actual talent, you know, comp, Kareem Hunt's a good one. But as far as like just taking that next step, and I just don't know that they'll ever give J.K. Dobbins in Baltimore that kind of a workload. I feel like he's going to be paired with somebody yes. No matter what.
And it's going to be Gus. And that's the thing that mitigates the upside with him, right? That's the cap on or the lid on his overall value. Though, you know, the advanced analytics, pretty strong profile in particular, RB14 in yards created per touch, and it's all about touchdowns. If he's continuously going to get that red zone work, then, yeah, he's going to be top 20. I think he's going to be a little bit too rich for my blood, to be honest with you, at ADP, because there are other running backs out there, and we're going to talk about one here in a minute.
Number two.
And who is that next second-year potential sensation? How about Antonio Gibson of the Fighting Footballs of Washington? We'll see about quarterback. We know that Dwayne Haskins ain't going to be a part of the mix anymore. He's going to be at the club, maskless, being an idiot. But maybe it's going to be Alex Smith. Maybe they make a trade. Maybe they draft a quarterback. I mean, who the heck knows what Washington's going to do in this offseason. But what we do know is that Antonio Gibson delivered on the hype, Brandon. He was a beast, whether in yards created per touch, whether in terms of yak per attempt. He was certainly better than expected. Forced a lot of missed tackles as well on the year. You got J.D. McKissic there, probably going to be a tandem situation, which kind of limits his overall upside, but ball to belly any time Washington was within sniffing distance of the goal line, and that's going to continue moving forward. So is Gibson a top 20 rusher entering 2021 draft season?
Yeah, he absolutely is, and I think he's right there with J.K. Dobbins. 22-year-old big guy, was great at the goal line. You expect that to continue. He had 35 catches, and I feel like the ceiling is there for more. J.D. McKissic certainly stole some of his thunder, but, man, this is a former receiver in college at Memphis who can absolutely – you know, Ron Rivera compared him to Christian McCaffrey early on in the preseason.
Yep.
And, you know, I would not be surprised if we see a little more Antonio Gibson and a little less J.D. McKissic when they're both healthy next year going into the season as they explore using him in a more, you know, more CMC-like way. But, yeah, I think if you look at it, I think volume potential, he probably has a higher upside than J.K. Dobbins. Whether that'll actually happen or not, we'll see. But if it does, then I think he's probably ends up being a better pick than J.K. Dobbins.
If A.J. Dillon is the 1A, would you rather have Dillon or would you rather have Gibson?
I'm going to take Gibson.
I would take Gibson, too. But it's close. It's close. I do love the kid. Man, so remember he was such an unknown commodity entering into the league because of the limited workload he had at Memphis? Boy, he delivered on all fronts and rewarded those that rolled the dice.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, wham, bam, thank you, Cam. Could it be greener acres for Cam Akers next season? You know, I had that explosion late in the year. It took McVay an eternity to come around. Oh, yeah, he had the ribs injury. Yeah, there was some, you know, issues in pass pro. But once Cam Akers became the primary running back, you saw the goods that he could deliver. 3.07 yak per attempt, a 21% missed tackle rate, impressive in terms of yards created per touch. You know, Cam Akers, you know, let's throw that out there again. Where does he fall in the pecking order? Is he outside the top 20, tucked just inside the top 20? And the one redeeming quality and something that should improve, you know, once they get guys back next season from injury, this Rams offensive line moves some mountains this year.
Yeah, we'll have to see how things play out. But one thing that we kind of saw happen, play out down the stretch for the Rams is that Daryl Henderson's, you know, his kind of his cred, his value just really took a big hit. They were loath to even really lean on him and give him any carries down the stretch. So I think what will change is that Cam Akers will go into next season as the presumed starter. And whether it's Malcolm Brown or Daryl Henderson mixing in, I think you can count on Cam getting, you know, that 17 touch kind of workload. Another guy that they should probably explore a little bit more in the passing game once they do kind of push him into the lead role to start things. So these guys are all so close. I think when we just talk about these last three guys in J.K. Dobbins, Antonio Gibson, and Cam Akers, I think you could put them all right together, and we just have to watch the offseason play out and see whose environment improves the most. And that will be the guy I end up ranking number one of this trio.
I don't disagree at all. I think running back is going to be one of the deepest positions we've seen in fantasy in recent seasons. And, you know, yep. Round three, round four, there's still going to be quality, useful players you're going to trot in, you know, routinely week in and week out and feel very satisfied with the results. So before we get out of here, rank the five guys we just listed. A.J. Dillon, James Robinson, J.K. Dobbins, Antonio Gibson, and Cam Akers for 2021 fantasy drafts.
Okay, I'm going to go James Robinson. I think he's clearly the leader here. I'm going to say right now I'm going to actually go Antonio Gibson number two because I think he has the best angle towards a really massive role. I like the duality there. So I'm going to go Gibson two. Oh, God, I'm going to go Dobbins barely ahead of Akers and then Dillon fifth, but that one's fluid. That could change easily for me.
All right, I'm going to go Robinson easily, head and shoulders above the other ones. I agree there. I'm going to go Antonio Gibson number two. If Aaron Jones is out of the equation, give me A.J. Dillon at three, ooh, then Akers, and then Dobbins five. But it's close. It's razor blade after, you know, James Robinson with all those guys. There you go. Fearlessly forecasting. Sure, this is going to work out exactly how we projected in 2021 drafts. So it's giving you a little taste of what to expect next NFL and fantasy football draft season. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track. Follow Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Check out his colleagues. Excellent work in his as well at The Athletic. My handle on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. Always, you know, please drop us a rating and a review. And until next time, adios, amigos!